To be with you today. My name is Ken Lesser and our program Advanced Living. Happy, happy Saturday to you. I pause at the beginning to put forth that prayer that I do on a daily basis to have a context of service to you. I pray each time, Lord, show me the best ways to have the most fun, lifting the largest number of people out of the most stress in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives. Now, that's a mouthful and a pretty big request, and yet, given the circumstances in the world today and the power of God, I had to put that prayer forward, and there's been a blessing in many people's lives, not just from my work, but so many conscious people making efforts. I'm excited today to continue to develop a little bit more on a topic that is so important. The more that we can relieve that stress with the very little intrusion into our lives, the easier it is to move ahead. And I know one of the themes that I laughingly talk with you about is when we're on target, when we're doing something that's right and it's easy for you, then you're going to be able to say, what is it?
That was easy.
Okay, that was easy. And so with my life, I had an experience. It was a very powerful experience. I was doing work, studying neuro-linguistic programming, hypnotherapy, studying a lot of different areas for personal growth and development. I moved into a beautiful home that was next to a park, next to an elementary school in an upscale neighborhood in the Denver, Colorado area. Wonderful setting. I love young children, and it was just idyllic. One of the interesting things, over that school, over the park, over the house that I lived in, were these great, big, huge, high-tension power lines. And in 1984, when I moved in, none of us had any thought to the problem that could be happening with power lines. Hopefully, most of you, my beloved listeners today, are aware that it wouldn't be good to live under power lines. And there's still many, many millions, hundreds of millions of people in our country that still aren't aware of that. So you're in an elite group of people that are in the know, and I want to deepen that concern because if you're like most of us recently, with the turn of events in the world, since the bombings in New York City, since the stresses of international terrorism, since problems in the economy, the war in Iraq, there's so many things, since problems with corporations and corruption at high levels in corporations, high levels in government, the stress factors that we're under are huge and growing. And then, of course, underneath it all, since the advent of electricity 100 years ago, there's been another growing stress that while we've had wonderful benefits from electricity, and I know most of us are grateful for the computers, grateful for so many of the things that electricity brings us, unfortunately, it's kind of like a electricity has a downside to it that for some people they're so sensitive that they can't even live in urban areas. They literally have to be off the grid and away from electrical things. Thank goodness. I'm hoping that most of us are not in that category, because that is basically terribly frightening. They are people, multiple chemical sensitive people, other individuals that are just so very emotionally sensitive. They are kind of like our early warning system. Many of them can't even sit in front of a computer under normal circumstances for more than 10 or 15 minutes without problems. And, of course, it's not brand new concerns about this. What was so interesting, I believe it was on Ted Koppel's show when he was reporting on the news, when electricity first developed and was replacing gas lamps in some hotels and homes and businesses, there was the hotel people were reassuring their guests that not to have any concerns about the electrical energy, and yet even way back then there were people that could feel a difference and weren't sleeping as well. And of course that continued. I don't know if any of you have availed yourself to a wonderful resource, chiropractic. I've gone to chiropractors intermittently for many years and find it a wonderful blessing. Certainly we'll have some people on the program at different times just to encourage you to avail yourself of the work of some good chiropractors, as that field has expanded in the last 110 years amazingly. One of the interesting things, D.D. Palmer, who discovered chiropractic in, I believe, 1895, his son, B.J. Palmer, a very, very famous chiropractor who moved the healing art along tremendously, in a book called The Known Man in 1936, one of the things that he offered was observations that indicated essentially that he had to do special things to negate the negative effects of the electromagnetic fields. And imagine, if you can, I wasn't there, many of our listeners weren't back there in 1936, but there was not computers, just not many people in our country compared to today, and not much electrical use of equipment. And yet, way back then, when there was minimal usage, he wrote warning people that the electromagnetic fields from the wiring in a home and from the appliances that used it were having negative effects on the body. This is a bit of the wisdom of chiropractic. In 1980, Reader's Digest had an article about electric smog, and one of the interesting things in the article was they were contrasting exposure levels over 40 years from 1940 to 1980. And what they said was that the increase in exposure between 1940 and 1980 was literally so huge, with the number of people and the amount of equipment being used and more radio stations, and then the advent of television and beginning with computers, so many usage of appliance that literally our exposure level went up over 1 million times. Now, I know that's probably hard to fathom, but it's true. And of course, if we start to look at stress levels, while there may be some people out there that still may say, well, it's not a problem, even though there's quite a bit of substantiation to the fact that EMF is creating some problems. One of the interesting things that was done, and this goes back into the 1990s, the Swedish government was looking at different studies, some that they'd done, some in other parts of the world, and the missing factor was the conclusive link. But there was one study after another, over 35 different studies in different parts of the world have been done, showing a causal link between electromagnetic fields and different forms of health risks, many of which were the cancers and leukemias. What's so interesting is the Swedish government took a look at some of these things, and they came to a conclusion. They said that while they didn't feel like it was conclusive proof that these electromagnetic fields were the cause of the problems, they said that the study provided sufficient, was proved sufficiently alarming that Sweden's National Board for Industrial and Technical Development announced that it would henceforth, quote, act on the assumption that there is a connection between exposure to power frequency magnetic fields and cancer, particularly childhood cancer. So that's just one of the important things that has happened, and the Swedish government is one of the places in the world where they do tend to be more humanitarian. There have been studies of a range. Next week we'll be having on a guest, again, a wonderful friend, that Glenn Parnham, that spoke to us about Super Silver. I hope some of you heard that program and may have checked out the benefits of that wonderful antimicrobial, antibiotic that's totally safe. Anyway, he will be coming on next week because he's helping me to learn about the work of Dr. George Carlo. Dr. Carlo was paid $25 million by the cell phone industry with the purpose of proving that cell phones were safe or disproving the growing concerns that people had that cell phones weren't safe. Well, interestingly enough, Dr. Carlo wrote a book called Cell Phones, Invisible Hazards in the Wireless Age. That's as you can take a look at this book, and we'll be having it available on our website, advancedliving.com, advancedliving.com, or if you go on to bbsradio.com, there's a link there for my program onto the website. Also, there's more information on there about different articles about electromagnetic fields that have been out there for years and years and years. Because there's so many stresses in people's lives, oftentimes they're distracted trying to put out fires and keep very busy. I don't know if any of you can relate to that. In my 7 years of exposure to the electromagnetic fields, it proved to be really very deleterious. One of the interesting things was I was going to doctors because over that 7 year period that I lived under power lines, I began to get chronic fatigue, depression, and attention deficit symptoms where it was difficult to focus and concentrate. I don't know if any of you would like to be better organized. Certainly I've found that by addressing electromagnetic fields, it can make a world of difference. I'm going to these practitioners, and there were nutritionists and chiropractors and massage therapists, holistic healers that were doing wonderful work with a whole bunch of individuals. And many of you may have had lingering problems that you've tried so many different ways and yet haven't gotten results. If you have, boy, tell me about it. Isn't it incredibly frustrating? You bet. Well, here was my experience of going through this for a 7 year period, my health going downhill, my life going downhill, going to highly credentialed, highly credible practitioners that had gotten great results with so many people, and yet each effort that I made provided only temporary relief, no lasting results. And I spent in the range $20,000-$30,000 or more on these practitioners because, of course, with my health going downhill, when we're hurting, we want to get it addressed and we'll spend what we need to. That's for sure, because what else do we have besides our health? That's our most important asset, right? Well, I'm going and trying all this. Nothing is working. It's incredibly frustrating. My life is falling apart. I literally, at that period of time, because my mind was more distracted, fatigued, I couldn't function as well, I ended up losing my home, losing friends, losing relationships, and just literally saw my whole life fall apart in front of me. that's not any fun, and I'm not the only one that has gone through some very challenging times. What was so interesting was that at the time when this was reaching its maximum and I was having to move from my home because I'd lost it, a friend said to me, well, you know, Ken, I don't know if you've considered that some of the problem could be from the power lines. And frankly, I told my friend Jay, no, I haven't. And he said, well, I've got some equipment that I use, and it's related to changing the effects of electromagnetic fields, and the changes happen in a way that, he said to me, that he was a very, very much of a connoisseur of music. I don't know if any of the listeners out there are or know people that are, but his ear was so fine-tuned. Oh, my gosh, you were just amazed to hear, to have him talk about the subtle nuances in music. And frankly, my ear was not that refined. I was not able to tell. But to him, with his sensory acuity, with his developed hearing, these things were like the same for me of turning off and on a light bulb in a dark room. That would be obvious to me, and as much it was obvious to Jay about these changes. And one of the things he said is this equipment creates a change in the quality of electricity, and by using it, my stereo system, and he had a high-end stereo system that was many thousands of dollars, he said it takes that already great-sounding stereo and makes it even better. So while I couldn't tell a difference, the point that he made was, Ken, these power lines could be causing you a problem. Why don't you look into this? And at that point in time, literally, lost everything. I tried everything. I was both desperate and willing to do anything. And so what he suggested was I go talk to some people and get what I called at that time a magic clock. If you go on to advancedliving.com, you'll see under the quantum products a thing called a comfort clock. Essentially, a technology uses a digital clock as a housing, and then the electronics inside, like adding software onto your computer, and the computer is a hardware platform, well, the clock inside has hardware, has electronic circuitry, and by this special process, encoded onto that is certain what are called algorithms or programs that create a positive effect on the electromagnetic fields. At the time, I thought, sure, what the heck, I'll try this. I went to a person who did a little kinesiology or muscle testing. I hope many of you are familiar, at least with hearing about muscle testing. Dr. John Diamond in the late 80s, actually it was the late 70s, my gosh, it's been so long, he wrote a book called Your Body Doesn't Lie, and that's a book that teaches about muscle testing and kinesiology. For those of you that aren't familiar, what I did on my website, if you go onto advancedliving.com and then check on the button on the left, bioelectric shields, in that section, you'll see a place that you can click on muscle testing or kinesiology. And get ready for some fun. One of the things that you will learn is a basic, simple process that was put forward by Dr. John Diamond on how to use a change in muscle strength as a way to gauge whether things are supportive to or disruptive to the flow of energy in the body. So I went and had this little muscle test done where I stood in front of a TV. Television was off. I had extended my arm out to the side. I pushed down. It held easily. Turned on the TV and pushed the same, and I resisted the same. With the TV on, my arm was weakened. I couldn't resist. It's like, what the heck's going on here? This was surprising to me because I hadn't been convinced that the electrical fields from a TV or just the ambient electrical fields from a neighborhood were sufficient. So this person plugs in this little clock, activates it, turns on the TV, I stand in front of it, pushes on my arm, and it's solid as a rock. I was quite amazed and agreed that I would go ahead and try this product, and I was delighted since it came with a 90-day trial period. I figured, look, after all the stuff I tried and dropping $30,000 on stuff that didn't work, why not try something that was a couple hundred dollars that I had a money-back guarantee on? Well, taking that home, I don't know how many of you would like to be better organized, or jokingly, one of the clients, when I was more actively practicing as a counselor, he told me his home was in such disarray, and he said, well, Ken, it's okay because I have my pilot's license. And I thought, with his military background, he was referring to airplanes. And then he pointed out, no, he was talking about the clutter. He said, with his pilot's license, he piles it over here, pile it over there. Anyway, I definitely had my pilot's license. Things had reached a level of disorder in my life, and it showed up not only in my mind with a lot of what you may refer to as negative mind talk or mind chatter. Another way that I referred to it was extreme edginess, extreme irritability. I felt like with the frustration that was going on that there was like a, forgive the expression, drunken sailor's conference going on in my mind. I mean, it was a and if you just wanted to insert foul language, a whole lot of it, wherever I turned, this, that, the other place, it was just extreme frustration, a lot of pent-up anger. Nerves were shot, fatigued. So I share this not so much about my experience, but I invite you to relate. I don't know, you may have some of these things even worse. If the call lines are open, too, if there's some people out there that have had some pretty tough times with the EMF, or there may be even some people that have used some of the equipment that I work with that want to take a moment and call in and share their story. I'm happy to hear from you. Anyway, in the meantime, just to carry on a bit so that you have an opportunity to benefit, there was this terrible mess around me in my home and in my mind, and this anger and frustration. I take home my little, quote, magic clock, plug it in, and go about my work, and really didn't notice any difference. About 3 weeks into the process, that was my first breakthrough. One of the things that I noticed was that while externally there wasn't any difference, this mess was still as deep and as pervasive as it was before, my mind had begun to calm down. This was astounding. I just had done nothing different. Same diet, same activity, and yet I paused for a moment, and it was like, wow, I was much less judgmental about things, and just more neutral. Things were there, and it was a mess, but I wasn't angry about it, and that's quite astounding if you think about it. As you know, many of you, if you're studying spiritual teachings, whether it's traditional teachings of the Bible or different spiritual pursuits, most all of them recommend do something to release judgment, become more unconditionally loving. And by doing that, of course, you can make some big growth in your spiritual life, and it becomes, of course, much better for our lives in many ways. Well, here's one of the interesting things, is that nothing else was done, but by creating a change in the electromagnetic fields, my mind began to calm. What a blessing. And this isn't just something that I experienced. As I went on to do this and saw this improvement, it was not only that happened that was significant. Over a period of months, continued use of this equipment, which required nothing more than leaving it alone, I looked into this further, and then some of the practitioners that I was going to, the nutritional supplementation that I was using, that began to work better. The chiropractic adjustments that I had been getting literally for years every week, and I would go back in and the doctor 1 week to the next, we'd make an adjustment, and I went to some fine, loving doctors, and wait, it wasn't holding. it was do the adjustment, check things, come back. It didn't hold. It was like my life, positive things slipping through my fingers. Literally, it was that feeling if you were hungry and had a nourishing bowl of broth, and the only utensil you had was a fork. You could smell it, you could get a hint of it on the fork, but most of the goodness, without a spoon, it was just slipping away. Well, as I had this relief from the EMF stress, all of a sudden these other things are working. The mind began to calm, the nutrition began to work better, the chiropractic adjustments began to hold. This was astounding, and what it did for me, my beloved listeners, was to convince me that I had to look into this further. And that's what I did. I did more research. I discovered more of the studies that had been done about electromagnetics, that it was out there, that some people knew about it, that there were concerns for many years. But even though it was out there, there's still so many other problem areas that have cropped up that it hasn't received the attention that it really deserves. It was so interesting. An individual that I got to work with that heard about my work over the years, a wonderful woman in Palm City, Florida, Agnes, she had heard about my work from another individual in Florida, and she got a comfort clock. And I'd like to share some of her letter. She said, recently, I purchased one of the comfort clocks for the advice of a friend who was extremely pleased with the results he was receiving from products he purchased. I proceeded to put the clock in the bedroom. I've noticed that since the introduction of the clock into our bedroom, my husband and I are sleeping like babies. I've noticed such a change in my husband's overall disposition. He doesn't yell anymore and seems more low-key. It would seem as though I couldn't even ask him a question before he was always ready for an argument. And now his disposition has gotten so much better. I want to thank you for that. I've also noticed that I am no longer plagued by frequent headaches that I used to get. One thing I'm extremely pleased with is the fact that while the clock is in the bedroom, it seems to radiate through the wall and into the adjacent TV room. My husband spends a lot of time in there, and I can definitely see the environment in that room is also much improved. Now, bless you, Agnes. I feel so fortunate to offer these kind of products to people, where simply by plugging something in, or in the case of the bioelectric shield, putting it on, that it has such a positive effect of relieving the stress that we're under from electromagnetic fields, that improvements take place, and it's like easy, effortlessly. So just so much to share. On the website, there's more and more information available about some of the other studies that have been done, and we'll even be putting more out there about the book from George Carlo, because until you get this information in a way that really says to you, gosh, we want to look into this, we want to check it out, that's my invitation to you. If you haven't given these kind of products a try, I've just got to literally encourage you and suggest to you with all my heart to have this be something that you consider as a way to at least relieve some of your stress. And I don't think that you have to consider that this is you can be total disbelievers to the idea that electromagnetic fields are a problem. That's okay. I still would invite you to put some of this to the test and prove me a liar. I don't think you would. I've seen so many good benefits from this over the years, but I still invite that. And of course, one of the wonderful things is I'd love to add you to my growing and substantial list of caring individuals that have found so much benefit. There was a cancer study done in where was it? It was in the Seattle area, and and this cancer study at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Institute. What they found was that ambient electromagnetic fields that were not huge amount of electrical stuff, just typical background stuff, not like you'd get sitting around the computer or in front of a lot of electrical equipment like some people do, but just in an average bedroom, that what they found was, let's see here, a quote from this study, exposure to relatively low magnetic field levels decreased the production of melatonin in women when they were exposed to them at night, according to Scott Davis of the Hutchinson Center. Now, the researchers say the result was a reduction in melatonin levels, which may trigger other hormonal changes, such as a reduction of levels of estrogen. And reduced levels of estrogen have been associated with an increased risk of breast cancer in animal studies. So there's one example for you, and there's more and more and more and more and more. And the idea is not to overwhelm you, but to get your attention to the point where you're thinking, hey, all right, let me check this out. For some of you, you're doing a number of other things and things that may be costing you money every month. If you're like myself, your nutrition, you're taking good care of yourself, and you may be spending anywhere from $200 or $300 a month on high quality nutritional supplements. Those are important, right? And you can't not, with the quality of food, unless we're growing organic food on soil that is wonderfully mineralized, because as you know, the plants take the minerals that we need from the earth and transform them into a form that our body can absorb. Wouldn't it be great just to be able to eat the dirt and get the nutrition? Unfortunately, we can't. So that's the beauty of plants, and plants can only transfer what the soil gives to them. So they're a wonderful messenger and delivery service that are there waiting to give us the best. We have to give them in the soil all the nutritional base. And if you look into a book like Empty Harvest, for instance, the long time studies have been shown that the soil depletion has been terrible. And this goes back not just into our times, ancient times, quality of soil. Just a brief digression about this, but in ancient Roman times, Roman generals were reported to have said that if they got crops to feed their armies that were grown in the Nile Valley, and the Nile Valley was a great growing place because every few years it would flood and remineralize the soil, they could march their troops much further than, when they fed them with that, with food grown there, than they could in other places. And this is back in a time where there weren't chemical fertilizers. So that would be another study. On the website, there's a button that you can click on called Whole Raw Foods. And there's some wonderful people I'll see about having a guest on in a future show from their company, because when you have whole raw organically grown foods, you end up, of course, in a much better position to nourish your body. When you do that and further address, of course, for yourself electromagnetic fields, which in my case and in the case of many people will sabotage the effectiveness of nutrients being absorbed into the body. That's not good. We don't want that. Spending money on nutritional supplements, money on good quality food, if we don't address the electromagnetics, we're ending up basically wasting some of our money. And I've had doctors report to me over the years when they had recommended different nutritional regimes. There's a Dr. Craig Reese in the Boulder, Colorado area who was doing wonderful, still is doing wonderful nutritional work. One area that he was treating that is so rampant is candida. And one of the things that he expressed to me is, Ken, he said, I've got a nutritional regime and it works consistently on my patients. Isn't that great? Well, then he goes on to express, and he says, as good as this is, he says, what I found is that when I will address the electromagnetic problems in their lives, I am able to see results much more quickly with the same nutritional regime. Something else that he was doing that I want to alert you to, he had found, and this is reflected in what we were discussing in the Fred Hutchins cancer research study about the women exposed and the effects on the melatonin levels, melatonin produced in the pineal gland. Dr. Reese, before he knew about the electromagnetic protection products that I have, one of the ways that he would address electromagnetic stress was giving his patients pineal glandular supplements. And he found that by taking a pineal glandular supplement, if someone was stressed out to electromagnetics, the supplement could keep them stabilized, and they were getting great results. They were spending $25 a month to take this supplement, and they would have to continue taking it. When he discovered the benefits of the technology, what he said was he would tell his patients, okay, you can continue to take the pineal glandular if you'd like and pay me $25 a month for the rest of your life, or you can call up Ken and get one of his products, a pendant, a plug-in item. You buy that, it lasts you. The pendants that I carry, they last forever. And so he would say, call him, get those things. And, of course, lots of people are doing that because instead of having to take this supplement over and over again. So that's one of the examples that I hope you find intriguing. And it's also something that some of the doctors that I work with I want to address, because sometimes for individuals, they may be using some EMF protection products and not getting benefits as quickly. One of the things that Dr. Reese suggested was that if someone is really run down, that they might take a pineal supplement for a period of a month or two to help strengthen the pineal, and then once it's stronger, to keep it stronger and not have to take the supplement anymore and use electromagnetic protection to not only protect the pineal, but the whole rest of their body. So there's something that I hope would be very intriguing for you to consider, and it's one more example of just how we can invest in electromagnetic protection and end up actually paying for it on the savings that we'd get. Like what Dr. Reese and others have said, people without electromagnetic stress, they take less supplements and still get the same benefits. Now, how does that sound? Another interesting factor to share with you, and this, since we were talking about Dr. Reese, who's back in the Boulder, Colorado area, just a little bit north of that area, Fort Collins. How many of you are pet lovers? Dogs, man's best friend, woman's, I mean, our animals are so precious to us. And we think, well, they're pretty hardy. They hold up to stress pretty well. On my website, if you go into the EMF news section, you'll see an article called It's a Dog's Life, Man's Best Friend is an EMF Canary. Now, what that means, essentially, I don't know if you know the story, in the coal mines, miners would take canaries in there in a cage because they couldn't tell about air quality, and the birds are much more sensitive to air quality. So if the bird died, that was an early warning system for the miners, because they knew that they didn't have long to get out of there. And so anyway, calling a dog man's best friend an EMF canary, this article explains that they did research in their veterinary school, which is a world-famous veterinary school at Colorado State University. And what they discovered was that electromagnetic exposure, one of the quotes from the article, the canine cancer risk was 90% greater in dogs who lived in homes where the EMF was in excess of 2 milligauss. And this study has very important ramifications, as lymphoma in dogs is similar to human leukemia and has been used as a comparison in a number of other studies involving pollutants. So be aware of that. And then when they're talking about excessive 2 milligauss, you can measure that. Oftentimes the public utility company will come out, if you call them, and they'll come out for free and do a measurement of your electromagnetic exposure. Sometimes you have to wait quite a while to do that. On the website, we do have a wonderful device called a tri-field meter. It'll measure exposure from electrical fields, from magnetic fields, as well as from the radio wave, microwave energies, too, from like cell phones. So it's an excellent meter that you can have, and you may, as a group of people, you and a few friends, chip in and get one. They're only like about 150, and it's well worth doing because one of the things you can use is a basic principle that's now recommended by many utility companies, the term called prudent avoidance. Get yourself away from exposure as much as possible. And, of course, while prudent avoidance is a good idea, let's say your bed in the bedroom was near a wall where there was wiring coming into the house, that's not good. By moving the bed 5-10 feet, you can reduce that exposure, which is beneficial. The downside of it is that even when you reduce the exposure, there is an ambient background level of electromagnetic radiation that's present everywhere that is literally stressful to us. This 2 milligauss level that's considered safe, it's sort of like smoking how many cigarettes is safe, how much lead in water. The pollutants in our society have become so rampant that we now have what we consider allowable or tolerable standards where we have minimal health risks. Well, you really don't want any lead in your water. You really would prefer to have no EMF exposure. One of the ways to help understand this a little better is, let me grab this article. I think you're going to enjoy this. The Russians, who have some of the premier scientists in the world, one of the things that they did is that they did a study, and they studied about levels of electromagnetics that would be safe, where there wouldn't be any biological effects. And while 1 or 2 milligauss is considered below that a safe level, the Russian research, which went on for about 35 years, what they said was that if you wanted a level of safety from electromagnetic radiation, it should be less than 1/1000th of a milligauss. So the 1 or 2 milligauss standard that is generally considered safe, according to the Russian research, is 1,000 times higher than what they found to be safe. One of the ways that I can relate that to you, under the bioelectric shields, studies were done showing the effectiveness of them using what's called computer myography. And the computer myography is a way to be able to sit someone down at testing equipment that is used in rehab centers, measure muscle strength. What was done is that the individuals were tested to get a baseline muscle strength on this equipment. Then they were exposed to a computer for 5 minutes. All the test subjects were noticeably weaker. Then, while still exposed to the computer, a bioelectric shield was placed on them. And then 5 minutes later, they were retested. What was found in the study was that everyone was stronger than they were when they were weakened by the electromagnetic field from the computer. What was even more telling was that 3 out of the 4 people who were studied were actually stronger with the shield on while at the computer than they were in the initial baseline test. And the way to understand that is that even though they weren't exposed to a computer in that initial test, there was an ambient background electromagnetic radiation that is significant, and that's one of the ways that it was shown to be there, or else these people wouldn't have been stronger. Plus, wearing these shields, protection from EMF, the body people start to have energy freed up to handle things. So are you worn out? Are you tired? Are you looking for more energy? Are you not focused? You're not concentrating well enough. I mean, it doesn't have to be diagnosed as ADD to know that, you know, if you think, well, I want a few more hours in the day. Well, if you do, then one of the things that you want to address is electromagnetics, because people with ADD, when they address electromagnetic fields with one of the products that we carry, it's amazing the improvement. The kids are thinking better. Adults are thinking better. People are focused and concentrating better. If you're thinking about productivity, if you're thinking about relaxing, you just can't go wrong. This is something that I so encourage you to have an experience with, it because it's literally turned my life around and been the love of my life for over 12 years. I don't know if you can hear me beaming, but I am just so grateful. I thank God every day for that terrible period of 7 years of exposure and losing everything, because the blessing is finding this kind of equipment. The blessing is having a life that is so much more productive and being able to serve in a cause that is just huge. So forgive me for rambling on philosophically. One of the things that I wanted to share with you, there's a Dr. Enrico Melson. It's like Nelson with an M. And Dr. Melson, who's out of Beverly Hills, California, he spent 2 years managing the Deepak Chopra Center. Many of you have heard of Deepak Chopra, holistic MD that's world-renowned. Dr. Melson, who is a big fan of the bioelectric shields, and he wears the gold with a diamond shield, he said to me, "Ken, I love the shield, but I want to tell you, it's not the ultimate protection." And of course, I'm wondering, well, come on, Rico. He's become a friend, as so many of my customers have. We're just here wanting to make the world a better place and help build friendship and strengthen each other so that we can all work together to make this wonderful world something that really reflects the beauty that's in each of us that I believe is there. Anyway, he said to me, "Ken, I work with some very sick people. I work with people that have extreme health problems. What do I do?" Well, tell me, Rico. What he said to me was, he said, "Ken, the ultimate protection is unconditional love." And he said, with a smile on his face, "As long as I remain in that state," many of you may have a personal relationship with Jesus the Christ or some other spiritual entity or being that's walked the planet that says love, love unconditionally. God gives love unconditionally to us. And Dr. Melson says, "As long as I am in that space, nothing can get to me." When he also smiled and said, "Ken, being a human being with making mistakes, having a busy life here, learning, as we have so many lessons to learn while we're here," he said he's found it impossible to maintain 24/7 in a space of unconditional love. And what he went on to say was that working with patients, he found that when he had to deal with the energy of the patient, he had to deal with the energy of their disease, he also had to deal with the energy around the patient of what he called an entourage of vulturous energies that feed off of negative circumstances. He called them entities, people call them negative energies, there's different things. So what he said was that without the shield, given the ups and downs of his human life, as much as he tried to be in a place of unconditional love, he would oops and end up carrying away these negative draining energies. And many of us don't realize that sometimes when we're not acting at our best, that we have literally picked up on some of the rampant negativity that's out there because we have become vulnerable to this. And he said, with that gold diamond shield on, "I don't pick up that stuff anymore." He is literally totally protected in any environment from those negative energies, as well as from the energies of electromagnetics. Dr. Irene Doherty, she's become a customer of mine, and Irene Doherty is a very highly skilled acupuncturist back in Iowa. She deliberately would try to keep her energies in a good place. And, of course, as an acupuncturist, she did a lot to balance her energies. And yet she was so sensitive that every day, without any protection, her partner, another acupuncturist, would have to clear her. Then she could be cleared. It was just taking extra time, and that wasn't ideal. So what did she do? She got a silver bioelectric shield. Easy, put it on. Big improvement. She only needed to be cleared of those negative energies she was picking up on from patients about 2 to 3 times a week. And how many of you have ever been around someone that you felt worse when you walked away from them, or felt worse when they came near you? There's not just electromagnetic energies in the world to contend with. There are these other kind of energies. Dr. Doherty, after having that experience, she said, well, okay, if I did this good with the silver, I encouraged her to try the gold or gold with the diamond. She did. She got a gold heart shield and reported to me that she has literally not ever needed to be cleared ever since getting that gold heart shield. So I want to put that out there for you just to give you some encouragement to go to that level. With the quantum products, with the shields, the top-of-the-line stuff, as much as you can get, it's really worth it. I don't know if any of you ever saw the movie What the Bleep Do We Know. It reports in there the same thing that TM meditators have known for years. The Transcendental Meditation Group did about 40 studies. When a large enough group of people meditates, they create such happy energy. Wow. I also do TM myself. It took me away there for a moment. Excuse me. Then that energy is so coherent, so harmonious, that it reduces stress problems. And in the movie, what they showed is that by bringing 4,000 meditators to Washington, D.C. in the summer of 93, it was documented by their police department that they had a 25% reduction in violent crime. Now, this is huge. Well, by meditating, we create more coherent energy. With the electromagnetic fields, they create a chaotic or disruptive energy. Using the quantum products, using the bioelectric shields, we literally have a more coherent, stable energy. And by using not just like a basic shield, but the better shields, more coherence, by going from a comfort clock into the Quantum Pro, Super Pro, or recently released the Quantum Galaxy, these units, it's literally like having a larger and larger numbers of people in your area meditating or emitting peaceful, loving energies. So much more to say. I just am excited and honored to have this opportunity to put forward some information and encourage you. Take time, go visit advancedliving.com, advancedliving.com. It's a website where we're putting more and more things together for your health and well-being. And at this point, I so encourage you to check out the quantum products, check out the bioelectric shields, also carry e-crystals. We'll be looking and expanding the product line. Next week, we'll be talking with Glenn Parnum about the BioPro chip to put on a cell phone or different pieces of equipment. Oh, that's superb. Clinically studied, clinically tested. So we'll be able to give you more and more resources, doing different things to fit your budget. And let me know. I'll try to work with anybody I can, because I know some people are under tight budgets, and sometimes we do make payment arrangements with folks then to help them out, because this stuff changed my life, and I'm confident that it can change yours. I just want to thank you and look forward to being of more service. The week following Glenn coming on, we're going to have on the 22nd Dr. Larry Nims. And Dr. Nims, he wrote a book called Be Set Free Fast. He is what we call an energy psychologist. So get ready for a treat. Just so much good to bring you week after week, and I just thank you for tuning in and listening, and thank you for the opportunity to be a blessing and a service to your life. and I look forward to hearing from you. You can give me a call, 800-317-9969, or go visit advancedliving.com, www.advancedliving.com. And remember, when I get on target, when we do stuff and it works for you, and it was no intrusion into your life, then I want to hear you say,
"That was easy."
God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye for now. Let go and let God help myself to feel the soul of it. Let it go, let it go. Let go and let God set myself free. And let go of it. Let it go, let it go. Let go and let God help myself to feel the soul of it. Let it go, let it go. Let go and let God set myself free. And let go of it.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.